Hello and welcome to The Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. I'm Sharan Puwana, reporting from Hubli in North Karnataka. And today I will talk about Prajwal Revana, the Janata Dal Secular or JDS MP from Hassan and the grandson of former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, who has been accused of sexual assault and sexual harassment among many other serious crimes involving scores of women. The JDS on Tuesday unanimously decided to suspend its lone member of parliament, Prajwal Revana, from the party after allegations of sexual assault and harassment surfaced against the Hassan MP. The core committee's decision is that the JDS will not oppose any act that causes injustice to women, a grim-looking H.D. Kumaraswamy told reporters in Hubballi, which is about 450 kilometers from Bengaluru. The suspension will remain in effect until the special investigation team completes its probe, and further action against the MP will depend on the findings, Kumaraswamy said, giving details about the decision taken against his nephew. Prajwal is accused of sexual assault against scores of women, and videos of his alleged sexual exploits and assaults have flooded social media. One woman, allegedly one of the many victims, has come forward and made a complaint against Prajwal and his former minister father, H.D. Revana. The JDS MP is said to have fled the country and his whereabouts remain unknown. Senior JDS leader G.T. Devegowda told The Print that Prajwal will return to India soon but did not specify where he is at the moment or the date of his return. On Tuesday, Prajwal's former driver, Karthik Reddy, went back on his statements, as said by BJP's Devraje Gowda, that he did not give the pen drive with obscene videos to anyone other than the lawyer. This after Devraje Gowda had earlier claimed that Karthik had shared the video with Congress leaders. According to Devraje Gowda, Prajwal had secured a gag order on the publishing of the contents of the pen drive in June last year, and in October he wrote to the national leaders informing them of the videos and not to field the MP from Hassan. The allegations have embarrassed the Bharatiya Janata Party and JDS alliance ahead of the second phase of Lok Sabha elections in Karnataka, in which 14 northern constituencies will vote on 7th May. The Siddaramaiah-led Congress government announced the setting up of an SIT on Sunday to probe the allegations against Prajwal. The Congress has also used these allegations to question the BJP and its commitment to protect women. Kumaraswamy believes there are other forces at play to undermine his name as well as that of his father and the influence the party has in Karnataka. After the JDS was reduced to just 19 seats in 2023 Karnataka elections, Kumaraswamy has said that he had to ally with the BJP or face imminent oblivion, as the two national parties were trying to poach its legislators and penetrate its strongholds. But Prajwal's alleged offences have put the party and its leaders in a spot. "We are all suffering because of the deeds of one person," said a close aide of Kumaraswamy. "Hang Prajwal if found guilty, but do not tarnish the reputation and influence of our family," Kumaraswamy said, alleging that there were forces at play to undermine the family of former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda. Devegowda has 9 members of his immediate family, including Kumaraswamy, Revana and Prajwal, in active politics. Kumaraswamy and Prajwal are contesting from Mandya and Hassan respectively, while Devegowda's son-in-law, Dr. C.N. Manjunath, is contesting from Bengaluru Rural on a BJP ticket. But the developments have added to the growing fissures within the Gowda household, with two of his sons, Kumaraswamy and Revana, trying to outdo each other to take control of the party from their ailing father. Kumaraswamy is trying to distance himself, Devegowda, from the family of Revana in an attempt to salvage the party or what's left of it. He has gone all out against the Congress party and its senior leaders, including Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and his deputy D.K. Shivkumar. According to statements of Prajwal's former driver Karthik and BJP leader Devraje Gowda, Shivkumar has had the videos for many months but chose not to act on it. Kumaraswamy said that even though Prajwal should be probed, he questioned the militant Shivkumar's ploy to release these videos without blurring the faces of the alleged victims. Amit Malviya, the head of BJP's IT department, on Tuesday posted questions for Siddaramaiah on social media platform X. Kumaraswamy lashed out at the Congress for trying to link Prajwal's alleged misdeeds with Prime Minister Modi endorsing him for the elections. "What is the relation between the Prime Minister and Prajwal Revana?" Kumaraswamy questioned. The BJP gave 3 seats, Mandya, Kolar and Hassan, and it was the JDS's prerogative to name Prajwal and not that of the BJP, Kumaraswamy added. Though Kumaraswamy feigned innocence about the existence of these videos, he had earlier remarked against fielding Prajwal but said that his father was insistent on fielding Prajwal. Kumaraswamy also hinted that the videos were sent first to Dubai as well, from where it eventually made its way into Hassan, the JDS family bastion, days before it went to the polls on 26th April. JDS leaders say that Prajwal will return to India soon, but did not specify where the MP had fled to or when he will return. But the more important question is if Prajwal will face the law for his alleged actions. Thank you for listening. For more from The Print, subscribe to The Print /subscribe. And do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis.